Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once more. We go by different titles. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics and questers, querents, journeyers, journeymen, empaths, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and well, that list, it goes on forever, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our very own individual ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own private oasis in that turmoil that we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and James, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie is in the chat room. She's taken a vow of silence for the day and isn't speaking, so I'll be doing the screening here and there, but hang in there. If you're not screened, the chances are we still may be able to get to you. But if you have any questions, you could IM her. She is able to type. So her presence is there. She is Barbara DeLong co-host. And please ask her questions. She has the switchboard, so she knows where you are in the queue, and she'll be able to give you whatever information, so long as she can type it, of course. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that very amazing voice, and I highly recommend it. He is phenomenal. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and James Luce can be contacted at james.luce, that's L-U-S-E, at gmail.com. And sooner or later, he's going to put the James Luce show on, so you'll be able to find him there as well. Let me just sort of acknowledge some of the wonderful people we've got in the chat room, Curious Times. Chris is here from Curious Times, and that is a show you really, really, really you need to check her show out. Her show is where all of us show hosts go to sort of relax and let go of whatever energies have been, around us during the day. And so I think she's going to try to take over some of the screenings of the calls, hopefully, and you'll get a chance to hear her voice here and there. She is a spectacular co-host of a show that gives you a plethora of different modalities, and she brings all sorts of wonderful people in and gives them a chance to, she highlights them, spotlights them, so that they have a chance to sort of share their gifts and talents with all of the people that are around. Insights with Isabel has been on her show and is an amazing reader. She as well has a show of her own. So we have a whole bunch of very, very talented people that share our space and our time, and it is amazing to have, you know, a place where we can all gather. So gather Curious Times every night from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. It's a wonderful place to sort of, you know, regenerate your energy and get rid of whatever the crap you've gathered over the day. It's a great place to laugh. She plays great music when she sticks to her venue, which I enjoy. And it's an amazing show. Please do check in on that. Chris is the hottest with the hottest hostess with the mostest. Yes, she is. She's also hot, but in Canada, probably not so much these days. This weather being what it is sending all of us into a chill of sorts, and yet there is a warmth of love and laughter and light and joy when you get together in a group like this. So I'm going to bring James on. Hi, James. Are you keeping warm?
Yes. It was like 8 degrees all day yesterday. It was crazy.
I know. It does make you wonder if your toes are ever going to thaw out. I know. I took a look out there, and you know, the birds are happily. I think one of the things most of us don't realize is that the birds, once we hit a freeze like this, there is no source of water for them. So,
oh no! Yeah, that's so horrible.
I have a heated bird fountain out on my deck, and I have to tell you that it is used constantly. They are always in there. You know, because they don't know to take snow and you know, let it dissolve in their mouths. And so having water available with a heated bird bath is a really good idea. And I am so very grateful that I figured it out and discovered it. I just figured I lived on a pond. There was always water available to them. But that's not the case. It does freeze. So I think sometimes we get so caught up in our own survival, which is important, of course, but we forget about our furry friends and our feathered friends out there that sometimes don't have any way of getting the things that they need for survival as well.
And I just have this relationship with my car. I've been sending it all kinds of energy because it makes different sounds, whether it's 5 degrees, 8 degrees, 13 degrees. So I've been just thankful that it started and that it's running. Because metal changes once, you know, it goes below 10 degrees and below zero. And I'm just thankful to all the guys I've been able to get around with my car. I think of all the people, I've been giving people lifts that are walking in this 5-degree temperature.
Oh, it's unreal. And, you know, you do begin to wonder because I have lived in weather that was very, 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 very cold. I've been in Minnesota and I've been in Michigan, so I know what this kind of weather is, but holy cow, we had one day a 40-degree shift between morning and eve, and, you know, one day and the next, and that's just not normal. That's not the way, you know, the weather, if Mother Nature is not supposed to do that to us.
Right, and, I mean, it is a reflection of what's happening on the planet, what the poor planet's going through, and what the humans are doing to the planet. It's a mirror, and an indication, because that was a roller coaster. The only thing good about it was that it melted all the snow before it went down to 5 degrees, because if there was still snow and ice, there would have been more accidents on the road than there were. And there's quite a lot of accidents on the road because of so much ice on the road.
Very scary. Very scary indeed.
Yeah.
Well, we have a ton of people here who have heard about you. I can't imagine where. And it's amazing. You are so gifted and so talented, and you are so humble about it all. It's amazing. And so we have lots of people that, I mean, when I was screening before we came on the air, people were saying, he's really good. Where am I on the line? So
and I didn't even make it to the show last time because I got caught in a snowstorm and then I forgot to tell you. So I'm very thankful to Spirit and all the guides and angels that I can help. You know, I'm thankful to be back. So thank you.
Well, you know, I'm so very delighted that, you know, your acting is doing as well as it is, and James, for those of you who don't know, is an actor and does everything from Shakespeare to Dickens, I guess, and
that's
everything
true.
In between.
That's absolutely true.
And it's really quite amazing that you know, as he's also a medium, so that. And I do think he channels some of his characters, those that are real, anyhow.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yep. There's still room in the queue. If you want a reading, call in, and we will get to as many of you as we can. I think so far you're pretty safe if you call in now. But we do got to start. We have to start.
Great.
Are you ready, James?
Sure thing.
Okay, I've got myself shuffled here too. So
okay.
we've got Jill. Hi, Jill. How's it going today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. Absolutely our pleasure. How can we help you?
I've had a couple of rough years. I come from an extremely dysfunctional, toxic family. My parents are gone. My sisters are older. It never ends. I have been healing and processing and getting clarity and clearing. And do you see this year getting better for me?
You know, I threw cards for you, and the card that is in the center, which is the card that would absolutely impact all aspects of your life, is the threshold card. And that, to me, is saying that you have successfully completed whatever it was on this particular level, not lifetime, but this level of consciousness, and there is a transcendence to a new level of consciousness, to a fresh slate, to a new slate, and to new levels of understanding. And it feels like there is laughter, joy, and celebration, because I think that from what I can see here, you really have brought balance and justice into your life, and you are at a time and a place where you're ready to sort of swing into a greater, more spiritual application to life and understanding of life. I see nothing but good things. I see nothing but joy and excitement. Are you going to have to work? Absolutely. Absolutely, you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to work hard. But it feels as though there isn't the pain connected to it. There isn't the emotional upheavals that you've had, and it feels as though it's not an easy ride, but it's one that is just so much easier than where you've been that it's amazing. So, I'm seeing you committing yourself to new directions and fresh things. I'm seeing you opening up your heart and your arms to embrace what the universe is sending your way, because it feels as though there are rewards and work. I have to really underline the fact that you are still going to be working very hard, but it's a comfortable work. It's one that doesn't traumatize or stretch you. James, what are you getting?
That was excellent and right on. Thank you.
Okay, wait. Let James cue in, because he has cool stuff too.
Can you say your name one more time?
Jill.
You have an amazing imagination, and you have clairvoyant ability. Your third eye is very open. You have a very free mind and wonderful mental creativity that have saved you through these hard times. And the other thing guys want you to remember is look at these sisters and look at this toxic family. Look at them with a sense of humor. Because the way they appear to me is sort of like cartoon monsters just nibbling and eating. You know, they have nothing else better to do with their lives or their time. And you're a completely different breed of energy. And just like Barbara said, you have completed the test. And we pick who our brothers and sisters are in way, way, way in heaven and in the realm of spirit. And the lesson for you is to go beyond them and to not take them in, you know, to disconnect and detach with love and move on. And because they are rather comic and they are rather ridiculous. And you have extraordinary insights as well as lovely intuition. And spirit wants you writing. They want you writing. And because you're going to receive messages or different journeys and ideas through dreams, as well as through just subconsciously, automatically writing every day, amazing things are going to come out of you. So congratulations on getting out of this hurdle, which is the toxicity of the family. But look at it with a lot of humor, because you're much stronger and you're much more expansive and you're much more creative than the people you came in with.
Thank you. Do you see me ever writing a book about my story?
Absolutely.
Okay.
With a sense of humor, please understand that it needs to be one that has humor in it as well, because if you just write it from sadness, it's going to be devastating to you. If you can find humor, if you can find insight with tongue-in-cheek stuff, it's okay to be sarcastic, but not blatantly so. Do understand that when you get to a time and a place where you can do this with humor, and I don't mean make it a comedy, I just mean find humor in situations, you'll have something that will help other people to grow.
Really, it's funny because I tell my daughter that, like, things she doesn't think are funny now, when she
mm-hmm.
looks back a few years later, they're funny, you know. I tell her that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You were both outstanding, right on the mark. I wrote things down, and I'm going to save it and listen to it again.
Fantastic. Thanks
bless
for calling.
You.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, and I'm going to stay on and listen.
Absolutely. Just press
Thank
number
you.
One so you take your hand down. Okay. Okay, on to Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just had a couple of questions to ask.
Sure.
Okay. My first one is my son used to live with me. Now he lives with his dad, and he seems like he doesn't want to see me as much. Do you see our relationship getting better, and do you see him ever moving back to live with me? And my second is I'm dating different people, going on dates, not dating different people. Do you see me meeting someone for a long-term relationship?
How old is your son?
12. He'll be 13 next month.
Okay. You've called before, I think, haven't you?
A while ago, yeah, but I never talked to James.
Okay. I feel that your son probably at some point in time is going to be moving back with you, but later on, probably not until he's older, and I'm talking like several years probably. And that gives you time to work on yourself and get yourself into a good relationship. I feel that you're working very hard at trying to make changes in your life, and I think you're doing a good job. As far as I can tell, you've made, you know, tremendous, there's been tremendous growth here. You still have work to do, but you've certainly done the majority of it, and by the time you get into this relationship, and I do see one coming, I can't really pinpoint months for you because I'm not really sure, but I do know there is one coming. James, what are you getting?
Your son is very fragile and very creative and very eccentric and exciting little person. He's very special. And if he's with his father, you do get to still see him now and then, right?
Yes.
That's perfect. You really want to encourage him studying mythology, adventure, Greek mythology, Norse mythology, legends of history, and he has gifts in his imagination in sculpture, in drawing, in model building. He's been an architect in past lives. So he's a very gifted little boy, and you're very blessed to have him, and you're the one.
Yeah, I am. It's not like I was a bad mother or something, just my ex had more money, so I would like to have him back one day. He's my only
right.
child. Yeah, 'cause it's going
and
on.
You will. He is very gifted artistically and creatively and emotionally, and you will get him back.
Do you know when, though?
Well, you're seeing him now. How often do you see him?
Well, I see him, but then he is doing more with school now, so it's less, and then his dad just badmouths me all the time, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, you really need to detach and disconnect from because your ex-husband, he's a control. You know, he wants control, you're a much more open-hearted, sweet, loving energy than he is, and that's the big thing guides and angels are saying is love your son, be with your son, and your son is going to be asking about you. Be with him as much as possible. I feel possibly in a year and a half, it could be 2 years, you'll get him back full time. He is coming back full time. But right now, to have as much contact with him as possible, because he is so creative and gifted, and he needs your support.
The dad's more regimented. And
what you do is you encourage him to play and laugh and believe and imagine and live in other worlds and see the totality of the planet and the world. You two have a very special relationship. So Spirit is saying if you can see him once a week, see him once a week. If you can see him once every 2 weeks, however much you can see him at this stage.
I'm just worried that he's going to get more and more involved in school, and in 2 years he'll be in high school and he wouldn't want to come back then.
Is he 12?
Yeah, he's in seventh grade. And then high school is ninth grade.
No, you got to trust inside his heart and his feeling and his soul. He's going to want to be with you. You're much different than anyone else he knows, and you're his mother. And I get the feeling he wants to be with you now.
Huh.
You know, because his father does not understand him.
No.
His father does not understand him. So,
they play golf and duck hunt and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he needs drawing and art and music and dance and imagination and everything Spirit said at the beginning of the reading. I mean, he's just a very special person, so the more you can be with him, the better. And don't worry, he will always want to be with you. He will always want to be with you. You have a past
life. What about
my
love life? I like someone named Sean. Do you see that coming to fruition? Or is there anybody that I'm going on dates with now?
Sean is very funny, has a good laugh, is... entertaining and engaging to be with. Enjoy the time with him. He's a little ungrounded, and so don't expect him to call you back on time. You know,
we've known him for 2 years, but he doesn't want to make a commitment, so I'm thinking about going on other dates.
Yeah, he's not grounded, but he's lovely and open-hearted. So, that's the thing. He just doesn't call back, and he just doesn't arrange a date or set a date, like let's go to the movies or let's go out to dinner. There's another man coming in over the summer, it looks to me. He's kind of crazy and loose and very open and crazy, funny, happy, and this will be a real change for you.
Do you know how old he is or what he looks like or anything?
He's got beautiful eyes, and... I'm not sure because there's no I'm with guides and masters and there's no time in spirit, so he can be 35-ish to 45-ish. He's sort of in that range.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like real quick, I'm going on a date tonight. I might have another one and another one with nice eyes, but I don't know if it's going to be any of them.
Okay, but Suzanne, the important thing is you work on yourself. It feels to me that when you are to a place in time where it's really, really appropriate, the right person is going to be there.
I've worked on myself. I'm looking for a companion.
No, I understand
what
that.
Barbara is saying is you need to really trust your intuition, your instincts, your generosity, your powers of love, and clean yourself out from the ex-husband even more, because then you will attract even more extraordinary people. Because
do you think Sean will ever like me more? It's just going to be la-di-da.
You have to be aggressive with him.
Well, I've tried, and then he backs off.
Then if you put the ball in his court and say, hey, I'm waiting, let's go to the movies. Hey, I'm waiting, let's go to coffee. And if he doesn't, then move on.
Okay, Suzanne, we've got to move on. We've got like 12 people here waiting. But
all right, thank you so much.
Okie doke. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okie doke. Moving on to Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
You got bumped.
I did. I did.
Okay. How can we help today?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I've applied to chiropractic school, and I am going to a leadership weekend at the end of this month. To actually meet people and do everything that I need to do. But I really want to know what's going to happen for this year, like what markers I should be looking for, et cetera.
Well, from what I'm seeing, you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And
okay.
really feels as though you're doing a good job. Just don't get sucked into complacency, because you've done that before. So
okay.
So long as you have the direction that you're aimed at, you know, so you're focusing on it, and I know you can't quit one thing and just do what you want to do. I know you have responsibilities as a parent, and
right.
and you're doing a good job. But at the same time, you know, life is calling to you. There is an element of life saying, come on, you belong in this direction. And it does feel as though you're moving towards it. I feel you're spiritually guided. There seems to be just keep from time to time, you know, kind of call a screeching halt to everything and say to yourself, am I going in the right direction? Is this going to get me to where I need to be? And a vision board would be a good idea. You have magic and miracles coming. You have balance and justice coming. You have birth of a new aspect of yourself by September. So I think right now you're absolutely aimed in the right direction. You're doing everything you're supposed to do. You kind of just get swayed sometimes into maybe I should just wait a while and no, you should keep going. James, what are you getting?
Yeah, could you say your name one more time?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, right. And could you ask
yes.
your question one more time? I just need your vocal vibration again.
Yes. My question was, what markers should I be looking for? What should I expect this year, 2014?
Okay, the markers of new people that you're going to meet,
okay.
exciting new people, happen in 3 months, but you have an ability, your heart is opening, your belief is opening, your trust, your commitment, your healing ability, your caretaking ability is opening and progressing and growing, as Barbara said. It has been sealed off and protected because you've been in some very depressing and tight circumstances in the past. But now things are opening, and now things are changing, and which is wonderful. But your gifts and your tools that God has given you in your soul is you have this great ability to kick off your heels, go on adventures, be funny, be silly, be crazy, be happy, investigate new things, go hiking, go to parks, go to circuses, go to museums, go to concerts, explore cities. You have this ability. In your bottom chakras, you are mobile, and you're curious, and you're strong on earth. You're strong in talking with people. You're strong in joking with people, in negotiating with people. And it's when you decide on a few little small trips and a few little small journeys for simply the sake of fun. I think you might be traveling with a girlfriend or something. You're going to meet some very memorable and deep and lasting new people. And some of it's going to happen in March, and some of it I feel is going to happen over the summer.
Okay. Okay.
So you've got, if you use your gifts of adventurousness and exploring this year, you're going to attract some people that will be your friends the rest of your life.
Okay. Okay.
Works
and keep going on your progression. Keep going on all the work you're doing on yourself.
Okay.
Keep open. Keep relaxed. Shake out all that negative energy that has been put upon you in past years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just kind of curious, you know, we've talked about you writing. I do remember when I tell people things more than once, twice, or three times, just out of curiosity. Since it keeps niggling at me, I suspect I know the answer, but I'll put it out there anyhow. How are you doing with the writing?
I've been journaling. I have been journaling. I really don't know what to start writing about yet, so I figure while I'm journaling, it'll come to me. But I have been writing, but it's just been in a journal.
Okay, that's the start anyhow.
Yeah.
I will let it go and not bug you. Until the time you call again, yes. Okay, Kim, thanks
okay.
a lot.
All right,
bye-bye
thank
now.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Come on, switchboard. So, hi, Vicki, I understand you're a troll.
Hello, and I could be, I guess, if I turned green.
No, I
think you paint myself green.
No, Chris said she was going to mark you as a troll, so I just thought I'd check and, you know, find out if you really were a troll or if it was just Chris being cute.
No, it's just Chris being cute. I didn't bring my alien monster reptile with me, so she doesn't understand. I moved.
Okay. Well, so long as we have that clear, how can we help?
I just wanted to see what you guys see for the next coming month.
Just the month, or, you know, are
you
looking at
the year?
Well,
you can go farther out if you choose to, but this next month would be good.
Okay, I keep seeing that you're here, this year is a year of evolution for you, a time in which you're changing, you're growing, you're expanding. Looks like you've committed yourself to change and major change at that, and I think that's phenomenal. There's a good flow of energy, good continuity flow of energy. This is going to be a year in which you can accomplish a lot of stuff here if you put your mind and body into it, if you don't keep things in your head the way you have in the past, if you sort of get a list or a promise or a contract with the universe. I don't care how you do it, whether it's in contract form or vision board form, but get things sort of laid out so the universe knows what to help you out on. This is going to be a year in which if you let the universe know exactly what you expect, and I don't mean mentally and imagery, I mean literally in the solid, in reality here, whether you write it down on a piece of paper or have a vision board or something, but you're doing so much in your head that the universe doesn't quite know where and how to stretch you out. And so I think there's a lot of need for you to sort of commit your dreams and your hopes and your wishes to paper and pencil or get it somehow down so that the universe knows what to push at. That said, you have a sense here of this is a time of manifestation. This is a time of making things happen, and it does feel as though what you've done is you've planted the seeds, and it's coming into a time in which you're going to have to nurture them and then harvest the fruits of your labor. Coming into the springtime, it feels as though karmic energy is here. It feels as though you're evolving. You're utilizing a lot of karmic energy from the past to make things happen. It's going to be a time, the spring and early summer, in which you do tie up loose ends and start to really move forward onto new levels of understanding and comprehension as far as consciousness goes. A lot of stretching intellectually. You seem to be putting yourself to school on new levels, and it doesn't feel like it's so much formal school as it is you are stretching yourself. You are putting yourself in positions where you have to learn, which is a good thing for you because you have a mind that is amazing, and you haven't even really stretched it into a place where you are are reaching as far as you should. You tend to limit your reach yourself instead of allowing yourself to say to the universe, give me what you got and let's move ahead. Creativity, communication skills, unbelievable over the summertime. It feels you are setting things in motion, and as you hit the fall time frame, there's a sense here of letting go of emotionalities, of coming into new balance within yourself and getting your house in order to make massive changes as you hit the December-January time frame next year. James, what are you getting?
Yeah, could you say your name one more time?
Victoria Vaughn.
You know, you have amazing intuition and generosity and compassion. Buddha is very pleased with you. I mean, you have a lot of, and the thing that's interesting about that is you've got style with you too. You know, when you bestow kindness, love, favors, help upon your friends and upon people, there's a lot of grace with the graciousness, guides are saying, and that is going to take you in many, many, many places. A past life does come in where you were a very successful spellcaster. And I want to say this is in ancient Arabia, but you have a lot of intuitive ability and a lot of energetic ability, and spirit really wants you to train that, focus that, harness that, and use that. In the next 3 months, there's going to be something that comes up that you really want to push away from your emotions, from your intuition, from your creativity, from your sensibility. You want to push it away, and you will succeed. As you do this, just think of it as a test. As you do this, you are going to give birth, and it will happen in front of you, to a new project. There's a new project happening. I'm not sure if it's a person, something you're writing, something you're doing, but it really has to do with intuition and creativity. It's a new project. And that's happening in the next 3 months. So when there are oppressive energies, realize you're protected. It's going to be fine. Really push it away. And the other thing that Barbara's saying is open your crown chakra more, because your heart is truly open to healing guides and masters. But the more you open the crown and the more integrated you are, you've been in past lives, besides a spellcaster, you've been an astrologer, you've been a map maker, you've been an astronomer in past lives. So there is so much hidden knowledge and wisdom in your brain. And that's going to come out this year. It's going to come out in speech. It's going to come out in actions. It's going to come out in projects. It's going to come out in writing.
Oh, my God. You guys are so perfect. I love you guys. It is
well,
so
guides
true.
And masters, guides and masters and angels love you, too.
Well, I talk to my guides and my angels every day, and I try to open all of my chakras, and I'm just keeping everything open for new things. I even signed up to be a Sensi consultant, so I did start something new that's going to take off here real quick.
That's outstanding.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Boy, it's really amazing how I am finding, for the most part, the people that are calling the shows are more and more in tune and in touch with their own spiritual evolution. They're in tune and in touch with what they want, you know, how they want to proceed along a spiritual pathway. And for the most part, there is a greater sensitivity, understanding, and curiosity for what spirit has to say and what spirit has to share with them, far more so than in, I mean, I've been doing this show for like 5 years. And I would say when first I started in on the show, I found that most people were very singularly focused and you know, into the physical reality and into, you know, just the day-to-day stuff. And over the years, more and more and more people are becoming more familiar, more sensitive, and more in tune with the spiritual aspects of reality and our lives and just how important it is to have that in balance. You know, lots of times people say, you know, you have to get your life balanced, and having it, and it's more than income and outgo and making sure that your checkbook balances. It has to do with how much of attention am I giving to the physical reality and how much attention am I giving to the spiritual, and are they balanced? Do I have a foot in both worlds, or am I, you know, just too much in one place or the other? If you're too much in la-la land, I mean, it's swell and it's wonderful and it's fabulous, but it doesn't help your physical reality, not one whit. And if you're all in the physical reality and you don't have a connection to the spiritual, that limits you and cuts off the richness that a lifetime can give you, so that people today are really balancing the two. And it really is amazing how much it changes not only their reality, but the quality of their life. It's just phenomenal.
That's true, and so much of it is attracting, that when you are in touch with your own soul and your own personal energy, and then what is around you of the higher levels, such as your angels, your loved ones in spirit that are helping you, the physical, keeping mind and observing the physical reality, it improves. The quality of the physical reality improves because we have to be integrated. We have to be aware of all the levels, the physical level, the intuitive level, the emotional level, the psychological level, the intellectual level. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'm always impressed with the callers here. You know, ever since I started with you, all the way, soon it will be a year I've been with you. Oh, my God. But I'm always impressed with the callers.
Yeah, it's always such a it's always so exciting to, and I think you callers and the people in the chat room have to understand that when someone calls in for a reading, they trigger a response within our consciousness so that we are open for the information that flows through, and it's information that we need as well. So that in many ways it's everybody is being taught, and everybody is being gifted, and everybody is experiencing the wonderful gift of spirit that is definitely out there. So both James and I, and you know, every other person that is on the show that does readings, we benefit because you trigger something within us that recognizes something within you that needs to be shared and is good for everybody. So it's not just an experience that two people or one person experiences. It's something for everybody. We've got Cyril on the line here now. Hi, Cyril. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we help?
I just wanted to see what my spirit guides and angels say regarding my career in 2014.
What are you currently doing?
I work with computers now, but I've been looking to transition from computers to the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It feels to me here from what I'm seeing is you're committed to making that change. It doesn't feel like so far you have done very much to really follow it through or to track it down or to – have you put resumes out? Because I'm not seeing that.
No, I haven't sent resumes out because I've been in school because I want to transition from what I'm doing to the healthcare field. But again,
okay,
in the healthcare field, I'm also not very sure if I want to do the allopathic medicine because I'm more interested in energy medicine.
In what?
Energy work.
Energy work. Okay.
Yes.
It from what I can see is that there is – actually, to tell you the truth, I strongly feel that from a past lifetime or two or three, you have gifts and talents in healing energy, and certainly it's using energy modalities, but it doesn't feel as though it's any of the modalities that are out there at this point in time. I mean, it feels a little bit like Reiki. It feels a little bit like a lot of other different modalities. I feel that you have inside of you a master healer, teacher from the past, and that those modalities that are most comfortable for you are ones that you've developed yourself over past. If I go back 2,000-3,000 years, there's where I see you really utilizing your gifts and your talents of healing energy to lay your hands on people, to send energy distantly, to impact people's lives in amazing ways. I would say study as many different modalities as you can, and I would absolutely say that energy work is a direction that I would send you in. But do understand that no matter what you learn, it isn't going to fit you exactly. You're going to have to sort of bend it to your own talents and skills to be able to allow yourself to utilize what you've literally brought through time. It does feel as though you've got a couple years before you really jump on the bandwagon, so to speak, and get yourself fully into that kind of a profession. It feels as though at this point in time, you know, I got to say, don't quit the day job, because that's what's supporting you, and you want to make sure you hold on to that energy and keep the money flowing so that you can study and stretch yourself into other areas. I would say that the talents and the gifts that I'm seeing come from an Oriental to an Asian lifetimes where you've worked with the energy. It is definitely China that I'm seeing, and it's India that I'm seeing that have the skills, the techniques. Those are the lifetimes that you had the power that is so profoundly still inside of you and laying latently at this point in time. So look into the modalities connected to those particular cultures and you know, experience what you can from them, and then be comfortable enough and trust to yourself enough to sort of allow them to mutate into the skills and the talents that you've got now and the ones that you're going to stretch into and bring forward and manifest into this reality. I think you're going to be very successful, but it is going to take a good number of years, probably 5 or 6. James, what are you getting?
Cyril, just as Barbara said, don't quit the day job. I mean, you have a brilliant mind, and you have a past life as a cartographer. Your mind is also, as guides and masters say, it's where they talk to you the most. It's where they give you clairvoyant pictures. It's where they exchange energy inside your mind, inside your brain. You're very open there, and you're a very open communicator. And this computer business that you're in, it's very easy for you, because with this great mind, you have a natural sense of detail, a natural sense of accuracy, a natural sense of pinpointing how things work together in great minutiae, and this is a real gift. Now, with this, and you also have intuitive clairvoyant gifts, what, to go along with what Barbara said, what Spirit wants you to do is open up your feelings more. In other words, study clairsentience. Study the opening of the heart and energy going through the whole body. And as Barbara said, in 5 years, your healing gifts are going to emerge. To work on yourself right now, learning, reading cards is wonderful. Studying symbolism is wonderful, because the way guides and masters talk to you right now is through the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th eye, and your crown chakra is open. But they want it going through your whole body, and there are places in your body that are very protected and shut over for protection, because of what you've been through. So it's a question of opening and taking steps forward for you. And next fall, you're going to be taking some big steps forward intuitively, feeling-wise on Earth, and making a few very big decisions about yourself as a healer, about yourself as a clairvoyant, about yourself as an energy worker.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for the reading.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Take care now.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Carrie. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. How can we help today?
I just wanted to know what is the karma or past life connection to my parents and myself?
Wow, that's a great question.
Say that question again. Can you say it again? I didn't quite hear it completely. Say it again.
Sure. I'd like to know the karma or the connection or past life connection that I have with my parents.
Okay.
Gosh, you have a number of lifetimes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just give you the lifetimes that I'm getting without going into any of your dynamics now so that that doesn't influence me.
Okay.
I'm seeing, if I go back 300 years, you were a family unit. You were a child of theirs. And mm-hmm. and they did try to manipulate you greatly. If I go back, 500 years about. And it does feel as though there was a sense of nobility in the family, that you were used basically as a pawn to gather property, to gather land, to gather power. They married you off at least three different times to sort of enhance their holdings. And it feels as though there was a sense here of controlling you, of being in control of you. If I go back 1,000 years, positions were actually reversed, and they were both, if I go back 1,000 years, and this is in the area of Egypt, you were their parents. You were the parent, they were the children. And actually, at that particular point in time, they were both male. And during that time frame, there was a sense of having large holdings. And you sent one into the priesthood, you sent one into the army in order to gain power for the family. You have a unit here that is constantly, the positions are constantly being reversed, and yet the element of power and control is very, very much here. Karmically speaking, you're working out how to share as opposed to one or other or the other being in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels as though you are trying to, at this point in time, assert your independence and individuality while still maintaining a loving relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah. A heck of a lot.
Okay. Well, let James jump in here because he's really good at this. Yours, James. Go for it.
What they are showing me, it's everything Barbara said, especially in this relationship, that your parents in ancient times, but everything Barbara was saying we want to say 19th century, 18th century, 17th century is really, really right, but it also happened in ancient times too. Now, I get another lifetime in Egypt because Egypt was 3,000 years long at its shortest. So there's this one, and your parents were like this with you in Baroque times and in Romantic times too. They're very dominant, and they're huge. And in this one episode in the Old Kingdom of Egypt, they were royalty. They were of the priest corps in the military under the pharaoh, and they had monuments. They had huge monuments built to them. In Mesopotamia, in Sumer, in Chaldea, in Babylon, they were the same because you've incarnated many, many times together. They're very huge. They're dominant. They're splendiferous. They want ceremony. They want ceremony dedicated to them. They want obedience. They want ostentation. And they're very glamorous and grandiose. You are more the, as Barbara said in the 19th century, you are more the bright, sweet little child that is manipulated by them to show them off, to make them look good. And you've always been kind of a prodigy, and you've always been more insightful, more emotional, more caring, and more playful than your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You've always, and your parents have a lot of pride, a lot of dignity, and you could never tell them, that I have more insights than you, or I have more feelings than you, because they've always been incredibly dominant. And in this life, you're going to approach an equilibrium with them. And your spunkiness, your intuitive playfulness, your kind of wildness with your natural intelligence is going to balance and equal their grandiosity. Because even though in this life they might appear very, very reserved, inside they still have that, we are dominant, we are in charge, you know, we are right, we are splendiferous. In their subconscious.
Okay. Is there anything coming through on how I can get out of this situation?
With your parents?
Yes.
You're going to equal it. This is going to be a good year for you. This is going to be a good life for you. You're going to get yes. You got to be yourself. You're much more. You're much brighter. You're more playful. You're more spontaneous. You're much more creative than your parents are. And you got to be yourself. You know, you got to be an individual. Spirit is telling me individualism, individuality, uniqueness. You're very unique. In crowds of people, you're very unique. So the more you celebrate your uniqueness, without trying, just be yourself. How you dress, how you walk, how you move, how you think, how you write, how you speak, how you see the world. Journaling is good. Writing is good. Singing, dancing, your playfulness is good. You have gifts with children, gifts with animals, gifts with great creative expression. So you got to be yourself, and as an individual, it's like get your own place to live, have your own address. Because it's spiritual and physical mirror each other and go hand in hand. So and by doing that, there will be eventually, especially this year, more equilibrium and more balance, and then more pleasant detachment and disconnection from them.
Cool. Sounds good. Sounds good. But you guys are spot on.
What did you say? I'm sorry?
You guys are spot on.
Oh, good. Well, we have good masters. We have good guides. We have wonderful angels. Don't we, Barbara?
Yes, we do. Yeah, actually, I'm very, very grateful for all of the guys on the other side because, you know, after a while you sit back and you think, nobody could ever make up this much good stuff. So, you know, it's got to come from somewhere because, yeah. Trust me, having to come, you know, go boom, 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 you know, not many people are that creative for that for a great length of time. So I'm glad we helped, and that was a great question. That was really a cool question to ask.
Thank you.
But reality is, I do agree with James. I think this lifetime is your time to break the pattern and to move beyond the pattern, the cycle that you guys have been caught in. It's a repetitive pattern that you seem to have cycled through time with, and it does feel that if you break it this lifetime, then you set a new rhythm for your interrelationship for next lifetime. And it doesn't have to be painful. It can be a very quiet, a very easy separation in which you just become your own person. I think you're like 80% there already.
Okay. I'll keep trudging on.
Okay, but just understand, too, that anything done in anger means you're going to return and repeat the lesson. Anything done in love means you can rise above it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of anger going on,
Yeah, it's not a matter of slamming a door and cutting yourself off. It's a matter of dealing with it and being grown up enough to be able to talk sensibly, and even if they don't, if you maintain quiet and love, you know, they can't fight it.
Okay. Deep breath there.
I know it sounds, you know, listen, I have probably the sharpest tongue you will ever meet, and there was a long time in my life where I didn't realize that the reason I didn't have friends was because I was so sarcastic, And when I actually learned to sheath it and to not utilize it, you know, to one-up somebody, I found that I had more friends. You know, it's still there. There are moments when it comes out, and there are moments where I say to myself before I say something, I'll pay another couple of lifetimes for this, but it's worth it. And so, but learning how to pick your battles, pick your moments, and being calm and quiet and spiritual the rest of the time works well. And yeah, you'll slip, but you'll get back on track. Don't worry about it.
I love it. Cool, man. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay. I have my clock going off in the background here. I forgot to take it off the wall. So please excuse the chimes. They're just going to keep chiming until it's through the song. But James, that really was an amazingly good question and a mature question, too, which I was really impressed with.
Yes, and absolutely, because it's done first internally, energetically, and then on the surface, it's done with dignity and with kindness, but with detachment and disconnection and moving on into individuality, and she's going to be great with it.
Yeah, but, you know, how many of us have the maturity to say, okay, I don't understand what my interaction is with the people that I've incarnated with. What is the karmic lesson that we are playing out here? That's an amazingly, I guess I want to say wise, awakening to have and to ask the question to say, okay, what is the karmic thing? You know, what is it that I'm supposed to be paying attention to? How do I learn to grow from this? That was
right.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm greatly impressed.
Yeah.
There was somebody else here with their hands up. Oh, Goddess Queen Opulence is here. Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so glad you called in. How can we help today?
You know, I thought that was an awesome question that she asked, too.
Yes.
You know, as soon as you said it, I said the same thing almost simultaneous with you. What a question. I might want to revisit that question. Initially, I was going to say I'm coming in as a whirling dervish, and I'm spinning around so fast, and what is it that Spirit wants me to know? But I'm going to encompass that with, why did I come to this particular family?
Okay. Very good questions. yes, it's craziness is happening because in December you crossed over the threshold into new levels of understanding, comprehension, and energy. You ascended, you transcended, you evolved into, I feel like Monty Python and the Bird Is Dead passed over, and, you know, but basically there was a major shift in consciousness. May have happened in November, but, you know, you're experiencing the whole thing now. And it feels here as though this new energy that is coming into you is not only upsetting and putting life in a turmoil to a degree, but not a bad turmoil. It feels as though you're at a place in time where everything had to be shaken up so that it could find a new and different place within your consciousness, within your reality. It feels like there is a sense of vertigo. There is a sense of confusion. There is a sense of, oh, my God. There is a sense of, where do I go now? There is there's just so much to reach into, to gather in, to embrace, to incorporate into my energy. Do I have lifetimes enough to do it? It's all there, and it's crazy, and you've been initiated into new levels of talents and gifts that you've carried within through time. You have access to tremendous amount of relation, of wisdom that you are now finally accessing, and you haven't accessed before in this lifetime. The capabilities, the potentialities are extreme. And you were dropped into the family you were dropped into because how better for a light worker to function than to be a light in darkness?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think I have to go much further with that one, but I will. There are lessons here to understand a number of things. One of them is that you are going to be functioning. You had to learn how to function where you didn't get support. You had to learn how to function where there was not even understanding for your talents and your gifts. You had to learn how to respect and love people even though they were stupid, not stupid, intolerant, where they were ignorant, where they were not willing to accept and open to what reality is. I apologize for stupid because that wasn't appropriate. Ignorant was a much better word. And it was also, you were put in this place so that you could understand where you could see the full potential that people were capable of and yet understand that not everyone is supposed to reach for that potential or achieve it, so that you have to love people for who they are, not what you think they could make of themselves.
I hear you. And, you know, you said to me, maybe the last time, about me not wanting to be around stupid people. So that's appropriate, and that's right on. Thank you, sister girl.
Okay, let me pull James in. James, what are you getting?
Can you say your name one more time?
Yes, Opulence.
Yeah, this family you incarnated into this time, they are really little people. They're like a race of dwarfs, of elves. They have small perspectives. They have small perceptions. They're very set in their ways. And being this way, they're also fearful and judgmental. Now, why would God and the high white light workers put you in there? Your job is to raise them up and open them up. If they do not respond, or they get afraid, or they start to get angry and oppressive, move on. You are a huge energy of passion, of openness, of emotional expression, of drive, of demand. I mean, Opulence describes the well, the endless, bottomless well that is in your soul. And in all of your clairvoyance and intuition and ability to move energy, they are like tiny little stick figures. And, you know, you be nice, you be respectful, but really move on because they're very tiny people, very tiny people. And spirit is speaking in terms of souls and minds and will forces. They're just miniature, you know. And the thing is, as you move on, when they go into spirit this time, they will remember your lesson about your extravagance, about your flamboyance, about your sense of fun, about your unbridled joy. And when this happened, when you would demonstrate or open your emotions in front of them, growing up or around them, of course they're terrified, you know, because they're very set in their ways and they live by rules. They're very earthbound. So you were sent as a light worker to shake them up, crack them, open them up, and move on. And you can't be concerned with the result. You've done the right thing. But they're little people, and you're big. Now, what you get out of it is saying, okay, thank God I'm not like that. I'm something completely different. I have a great mission. That's what I get from angels and guides.
Well, I thank you. When you said little people, my great-grandmother was called Tiny. I said, oh, dwarf. I said, okay, maybe that's what he's saying. But, you know, I have moved on, and it's like I'm on my own with spirit, and it's all good. And that validates my disconnection from that. It's time for me to ascend and transcend, and thank you both.
And you're doing You're doing that, so congratulations.
I think also important to understand, too, that sometimes people don't live up to our expectations of them. That doesn't mean we don't love them. And sometimes people just can't understand you. That doesn't mean that we can't still love them. And I think one of the lovely qualities about you is that you have not stopped loving. You've just stopped expecting love back.
I'm in tears of something. I want to say love. I'm learning. I'm learning as I'm growing, and I appreciate.
Yeah, I think one of the hardest lessons for all of us to learn is that this is a pathway that truly you're called to, and sometimes it feels lonely, but it's not really. It's just that the pathway that we walk is one that we have not yet traveled. You know, we've not traveled it before, and so therefore it sometimes feels lonely, but there are so many other people traveling the same kind of path in their own dimensions that we have lots and lots of company. It's just that we don't always see them.
I hear that, and it's remembering the key. The unk is to remember that spirit is ever present, and to have the wisdom and the wisdom just to walk with spirit. And how could I ever be alone in that state of being? And that's it. That's the ultimate blessing of this expression.
Yeah, well, remember also you are a spirit on a human journey, and therefore the human part does creep in every now and then. So you know, those kinds of feelings are what the human condition supplies the spirit to experience with.
Ashe, we say, gratefully, thankful.
Yes. Well, it's all good. You're in a great place. So thanks for calling.
Thanks
for
calling.
Welcome. Namaste to both of you.
Namaste to you as well. Bye-bye now. Like I said, really great people call this show. It really is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We've got Randy here. Hi, Randy. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you. How can we help?
I'm wondering what you see, if you see me switching jobs and... If so, if it's in a completely different place than I'm working in now.
What is it you're doing now?
I'm a social worker.
Well, from what I can see from your energy, you have to be in some way, shape, or form in a position where you are helping other people, because that's what you're here to do. There's no doubt about that. But whether or not it's in the... If it's in the same position you're in now, I think probably not. I am seeing that, first of all, no matter what you do, you have to be helping other people. You have to be touching in with their energies. But also, it feels as though communication and creativity come in here, and justice and balance, too. As I said to the gentleman earlier, please don't quit your day job. But it does feel as though I kind of want to send you into a life coach type of position where you
That's
are a positive,
right.
positive That's cheerleader.
Absolutely right.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm quitting for the
That's
day.
What I do. That's what
yours.
That's what my real goal is, to be a life coach. But I'm doing this part-time thing that I can't stand as a social worker, just in the meantime until I start taking off with life coaching.
I think you've got it. You know, I would not quit where you are now until the other is absolutely in place and functional and supporting you, because when we tend to put too much pressure on a spiritual direction before it's ready, before it's developed, before it's evolved enough, oftentimes it falls apart, and you know it can't stand the pressure of all of that we're expecting of it. So you hang on to your day job, and I'm fine if you get a different day job. That would be fabulous. But have a mundane job. Up until this point in time, and I'm retired now, so I can do this full time, but up until this point in time when I was retired, I always had a mundane job that brought in a steady paycheck so that I wasn't putting the pressure on the spiritual. And I truly
right.
feel that you have to pay attention to that, because it keeps one foot in each realm, so to speak.
That's true.
So it's needful for you to have that, but you know, you can work at you know, you can work in no matter what you want to work in. It's you know, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to the universe either. You know, but please don't quit the job before you have another job, because it's so important that you do that. You have to have
so
that
you
balance.
You don't see another job, but do you see another job? Because I really don't like this job. So I'm going to do the life coaching for sure, but I don't like this job.
You need to be in this. You need to be in this job until it does not bother you, because this job is shutting you down and closing you off. Don't let the mismanagement win. You know, you have a lot of gifts, and don't take it so personally. Trust your healing gifts. You have coaching gifts. You have psychology. You've trained in psychology for years. Use it and believe you're right, and then say, thank you, God, and with your clients, and then end it and move on. You get a little too rattled by the management of the job, and then sometimes your clients and your patients rattle you. And Spirit says, you're much more powerful than they are. You are everything Barbara said. You have been chosen by Spirit and angels to help. And if you stay in you and not pick up the other energies and go, how can I help? How can I help? Give advice. Give love, then end it with your clients and move on to the next clients. You have a tendency to pick up too much of the management energy in the social work job.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
do that. Don't do
That's
that.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing. And you are there
yeah.
for a reason, so you can be magnanimous, you can be happy, you can be generous and giving and not be affected bad management. And by
okay,
the
so
ignorant
stay there.
People.
So I should stay there, in other words.
Well, it's
going to
change. It's going to change. It's going to change. It's going to change in 6 months. It's going to change. And your life coaching will come out. But
great.
This is your training in being a great life coach.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I feel better already. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Take
so
care.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so now we're gonna throw Chris under the bus, because hopefully she's still there. Chris,
hey.
Have you been booted off yet? Hi.
No, no, you're not quick enough for me. I keep ducking. Hey, James. Happy New Year. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Happy New Year. Hi.
It's kind of, James, it's usually, you know, when somebody is new around, the you know, Jeannie has already gotten her freebie from you. So Chris enjoys mediums. So at least, I don't know, did you have a question you wanted him to ask Chris, or did you want
Hi,
to
James.
Sort of just let him rip on the mediumship?
I'm auditioning you for my show. I'm kind of kidding, you know, but you're welcome to come on my show anytime, James. But mediumship is really what does it for me. And, you know, I don't know if you work with needing to know who a person's interested in trying to connect with, or if you just want to just go with whatever you're getting.
I really love names.
Okay. Well, there's my grandmother, and her name is Yvonne.
What's her whole name?
Well, that's an interesting question. Let's go with Yvonne Rafter.
Rafter, Yvonne Rafter. Okay. She was really, really interesting. She had many different sides and many different moods to her. And she is resonating with these, you know, up in the spiritual grid. There was a side of her. She was very determined. And that is getting her through levels where she is, classes and levels and classrooms and teachers, but she's very determined, and she was misjudged in this life and possibly in past lives as being a little too hard-edged, a little too hard-nosed, a little too nasty. She was misjudged because she really wasn't that at all. She was just incredibly determined and forward-moving and with a great sense of focus. That's one side of her. Another side of her is she has a great sense of beauty and charm and delight and fun and silliness. And in past lives, which on the spiritual realm, she's done her life review, she has a love of design and beauty and charmingness, flowers, nature, ornamentation, decoration, and great open-heartedness as a hostess and a person who loves people and helps people, but really determined on earth to get through the obstacles of life. I mean, she's a very strong, admirable being. That's what they tell me.
Right on, yeah. I was perplexed only by one thing that you said, which was she needed to be more hard-edged probably here, but I understood too that in past lives, but everything I know about her, and I didn't get to grow up knowing her, but is that she was really just a very kind, she put up with a terrible abusive husband, you know, and that was where her determination was, I guess. And
it is, it's very private, but yeah, she had a very hard time. With the abusive husband, she was with him quite a while, correct?
Till she died, and that would
and
be a
it
question.
It was horrific,
that...
and this steel ball in her as I'm moving forward, I'm getting through this. Is very admirable, and she, there are times she tells me, she wanted to sock him, and beat him, but she didn't. But she did have that steely hard determination.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one, actually, that was more consistent when she was with him. She was much more consistent emotionally, intellectually, in word and deed and in feeling than he was. Because was he a drinker? He's just incredibly irrational. He's an irrational drinker and horrific.
Absolutely.
But she wants
awful.
To say it was her decision to stay with him.
Yes.
But she had a lot of internal anger, but she used it for determination about moving forward.
Right.
Very admirable. Lots of determination to move forward.
Yes. And so just around, I wonder if she has anything to say about the manner of her death.
Give me her name one more time.
Yvonne Rafter.
I get that it was in stages, or it was, how do we want to say? I don't want to say accidental. It was sudden or in stages or something, because there was some kind of collapse or fall. I'm not sure if this was inside the body or outside the body, but organs were collapsing, veins were collapsing, things were backed up in the body, and I don't know if she fell or if something fell on her. I'm not sure. But there was a lot of discombobulation inside the body.
She was killed instantly when a semi-truck hit her, the passenger side of the truck.
That's it, because she was still kind of alive, and realized that everything is crushed and everything is falling and crunching, and then she got out. But this is where the determination paid off, because she didn't carry any scars in her soul from that.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
really popped out. But she was in there for a brief second realizing, oh, my God, everything is crushed.
Mm-hmm. And so there were some questions. So she's not really saying anything about that car accident?
I get that it was sudden. It was startling. It was unexpected.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not being shown if it was her fault or something she did. This was a semi.
Yeah, it was the grandfather driving, eh?
Oh, right. But it was a semi that crushed her out of the
blue.
Yeah,
hit the passenger side, T-bone type thing.
Okay.
Wait,
yeah.
it was her husband that was driving the semi?
Yeah. No, her husband driving the truck that got hit. And then just that it was reported to me, like, I didn't find out until way after, but he was, like, in the bar within the hour getting drunk, and so I wondered if he was drunk at the time and just went to the bar.
But the husband, yeah, if it was this abusive husband driving, of course he was drunk. He was drunk most of the time.
Yeah, he was drunk most of the time. Yeah, so he went to the bar so that he could mask the so with that when they found him and found him drunk, that he could say, well, he got drunk at the bar. You know what I mean? Like that they couldn't prove then that he was drunk while he was driving.
Correct.
Yeah,
and she was an innocent. The great thing about her is her determination when she realized what, I mean, because she just always was like, he was just so, frustrating. So, I mean, she was very happy. That's why she didn't carry anything with her from the crunch and the crash.
And
she was very
so just
happy
real...
to be out of her body. She was singing hallelujah and great
praises.
Yeah,
I totally believe that with my heart. And now, the only other question that I would have is, she had a number of kids, and one died within the past year and a bit. But I'm curious about if she has any comments about my mother. Her daughter, her oldest daughter, my mother.
What is her name?
Cecilia.
What's the last name?
I will give you in private, okay? In the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to say about her daughter, her mother, and her mother is her daughter, your mother is still alive.
That I know of, yes. I've been estranged from my family for 26 years or something like that from my parents.
Okay. She says that Cecilia is a divided person, is a broken person.
Mm-hmm.
She was plagued in later life by a lot of self-doubt and low self-image, and was a little off balance, and she pities her, and she's sad for her. Was Cecilia the child of this abusive alcoholic husband?
Yeah, also, yeah.
Yeah. So, what the high guides and angels are saying is Cecilia picked up a lot of the abusive negative energy of her father.
Right.
And the openness of her heart, there is a side of her that's very sweet that your grandmother gave her. But she says she worked and she was determined, but there's only so much she could do, with your mother, because she picked up the divided personality and the moodiness and the mood changeability of her father.
Yeah. I had the great pleasure, and I'll do this quick, and I see there's a couple more callers here, but that I got to meet her when I was 25 years old and spend a day with her, and she shared some things that day with me about when I was a baby that relieved me of, when you're a kid and your mother's not very nice to you, you go like, what did I do? What? And my grandmother really was able to share some stories with me from that young time that completely relieved me of, it took a weight of off my shoulders of any responsibility for that. And I totally understand that my mother is the way that she is because of her childhood. And so
Of her father, but she also came in that way through past lives. And your mission is to look at it, learn from it, and move on.
Yeah. Awesome, and I did that.
But she's never going to change because your mother's never going to change.
No, I've known too that like there will be no like late stage, you know, reconciliation or reunion or, and I'm okay with that. I did my forgiving, I did my releasing, and I'm quite fine with it.
Well, your grandmother says there have been people that have tried to help her, your mother, and mm-hmm. she refuses because there's a side of her that believes there's nothing wrong with her.
Right. Yeah, that sounds bang on. I just was very sad for my grandma because my mother, you know, abandoned her, turned her back on her. And she, and like, I know my grandmother, you know, loves all of her children. And, you know, that
she understands that now, though. In some ways, she says, looking back on it from the perspective of spirit, she's very relieved.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
Because
hey,
she tried her best with your mother, yeah. but, you know, her mother, your mother came in that way, and then all her father did, you know, your mother's father
yeah.
did was reinforce the emotionally divided, the moody, the somewhat
yeah.
schizophrenic behavior is,
yeah.
is what, so
cool.
it's like, do your best. I mean, your grandmother kind
yeah.
of quotes ancient wisdom saying, do your best and then have done.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for that, James. I appreciate that. And thank you, Barbara, for picking me up.
Oh, no problem. Thank
and,
you for,
I know,
you know,
yeah, no
doing
problem.
The screening.
I know, and now I'm going to get back to work. I'll get 602. You're just going to have to take your chances with 732.
I think I'm going to talk to James for a minute, and then
oh,
I'll
good.
Give you
okay.
a chance to go screen.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Peace out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi. I think that so much that we brought up today has great impact on us understanding that being born into the families we're born into is not random, and that
no.
there are reasons, and that there are connections, and that, you know, it's sort of like, I know a lot of people, you know, don't want to claim the fact that they really did chart this, you know, this lifetime. It's sort of like, I would never have said, you know, have signed on for whatever they have gone through. And the reality is that our consciousness can't really conceive of exactly what, you know, the reasons are for our lifetimes. The people that we incarnate with, we've been with before, there are dynamics that go so far beyond this lifetime that we don't have, you know, not even a filament of an understanding as to why, but there is a grander picture that is going on, that this lifetime is a very small piece of an amazing labyrinth of or jigsaw, if you will, of our journey this for eternity.
Absolutely.
So we are constantly evolving and growing and developing. Okay, we've got Jennifer here. Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you, Barbara and James, for taking my call.
You're so welcome. How can we help?
Oh, wonderful. I was just curious. I wanted to know if I was on my correct path, but then I was thinking maybe if you could just give me a general overview of anything either very positive you see in the coming year or something I need to be wary of or any warnings I should take notice of?
Yeah, don't get in your own way. Don't overthink things because you tend to do that. Trust me, if you were not on the right path, the universe would be putting you on the right path by blocking you terribly. And I don't feel that that's happening. So what I'm seeing here is that you have gone through what I would call Phoenix Rising energy. You are rebirthing yourself in many different levels. And again, the caution to not overthink, because when we overthink, we pull our consciousness and everything down to the intellectual level, and it doesn't get to the spiritual level where it needs to be. So if you go with the flow, if you follow, you know, if you open yourself to what the universe is bringing you instead of trying to think yourself into where you think you belong, the minute you say, I think, you know you're working on the intellectual plane. If you feel, then most probably you're going more with the spiritual flow of the energy, and that is taking you in the right direction. It does look like you have made new beginnings, fresh starts. There are, as you get into February, the element here of new beginnings on many different levels within your reality. You've got laughter, joy, celebration as you come into March, and then birthing a new aspect of yourself in April, and then crossing a threshold into deeper understandings of not only this dimension but others. So are you on your pathway? Yes, I think you are. Have you been standing there for quite a long time wondering which direction to go? Yeah, I think so. You've been trying to think where you need to be. And if you just sort of understand that left to its own, the spirit will seek what it needs, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to reason it. It's not an intellectual choice. Evolution is not an intellectual process. It's a spiritual one. It has nothing to do with your brain. And you are at a disadvantage in that you're extraordinarily intelligent. And because when you and if you are as intelligent as you are, you try to reason everything out and understand everything and intellectualize the process that is so important to your spirit. And you can't do that. It's like trying to scientifically explain love. There, you can't get there from here. You just can't. So that your intellect is probably the only thing that is going to make you stumble, and when you stumble, you'll know it because things will be messed up and you'll have to pick up pieces and start again in some aspects of your life. For the most part, it does appear that you have a wonderful harmony of spirit here. You have a sense of the spotlight falling on you in the summertime so that people are going to be paying attention to what you do and how you do it, and it's going to be appreciatively. It's not going to be critically. There's as you get into the end of the summer, two directions that you're going to be given the choice of, and it does feel to me as though you should do both. And then there is this wonderful harmony and flow of creative energy and communicative healing energy that comes forth from you in the September timeframe, taking you to the close of the year. You're going to stumble over your intellect for the rest of this lifetime. So basically get knee pads and you know, suffer through it. I know of no other way of putting it. James, what are you getting?
Let me hear, if you could say your name and ask the question again, please. I just need your vibration.
Oh, sure. Thank you, James. My name is Jennifer. My question was, overall, about am I on the right path? And Barbara did an excellent job of that. I was just concerned about how this year was going to go, if there was anything very specific you saw in the future, very positive or negative, or anything I should be aware of or focus on.
You've got animals and children coming to you, and you have younger friends and older friends coming to you, I want to say, April, June, July, August, for advice, for companionship, for help, for fun. Some of them just want to be in your energy because your personality has a lot of bubbles, a lot of sweetness, a lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of joy. You have this ability because in a past life you have been a sprite, you've been a fairy. You have this ability to find joy in the smallest things, in the most insignificant things, in the moment. In tiny little meaningless details, you can find fun and joy and sweetness and love, and people are drawn to you because of that. And you've got groups of people coming to you for help and for teaching. You're a real teacher. You're a real healer. And you're a real in past lives, you've been a master of parties and gatherings and get-togethers because your sweetness is infectious, and it improves the vibration of everyone you're around. One thing Spirit wants you to work on this year is grounding yourself, declaring yourself more on Earth, declaring your worth in everything and anything you do, and really grounding yourself in terms of money, of showing up on time, of the schedule, of declaring your worth, because you have these amazing gifts, and you need more earthly compensation as this year progresses.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your effort and help.
You're very welcome. Just don't get in your own way. You're fine.
I know. It's a constant struggle between balancing the intellect and trying to listen to spirit. And a lot of times I don't know which one I'm listening to more, but apparently it does sound like I'm using my intellect too much.
Yeah. It's kind of like rather than knowing something, feeling it.
Right. Absolutely.
Because your feeling is more of a spiritual quality than knowing is definitely your head.
Right. Absolutely.
So go with your gut.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you very much. Bless you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Doing well. How can we help?
Okay, well, I guess I would go with the last caller, what's going on for 2014. And I would like to kind of lower in maybe the career aspect of it, too.
Well, let me hit career, because I think there's magic and miracles here. I think career there's going to be a shift and a change with career, definitely.
Absolutely. That's the first thing I got, too. I'm just corroborating you. Go ahead. Sorry. But
well,
yes.
I love your confirmation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It feels as though the career is definitely shifting and changing and moving in new directions, and it does feel as though more responsibilities changes and shifts. And you know, I'm trying to figure out exactly where it's going to happen, but it does feel as within the first 6 months, it does feel as though you are letting go of, you're decluttering, you're letting go of emotionalities, there's new foundations you're working from, more communication with spirit, with people, and more creative stuff going on here as you hit February. I would say that by the time you get to May, you are committed to a new job and a new direction. Also, there is this sense here of going back to school on many different levels, whether it is self-imposed or somebody requires you to have workshops or tutorials or something, but intellectually being stretched here too. It feels as though this first 6 months is a time where a lot of things happen under the radar, and as you hit the June timeframe, then everything is manifested within reality. There is definitely a new career here, absolutely. James, what are you getting?
Can you say your name one more time?
My name is Evelyn.
Yeah, the interesting thing in the spring, to go along with what Barbara said, is there's some kind of administrative barrier at work that you are successful in cutting through, ripping apart, and stepping through. On the other side of it, and it could be like a denial, or it could be an acceptance of a new responsibility, or it could be a new self-declaration that I want to do this. But it's you standing up for yourself and really declaring who you are. And once you get on the other side of it, you're a much more forceful, dynamic, creative being. So by September, you're in, I don't know if it's a new position, but you're in a new energy that's more integrated and that's more creative and that's more expansive, and you have an amazing intellect. So everything is working together by September this year.
Okay, and so the finances of it all will all work into the positive also, correct?
Well, it's what Spirit just said. You really have to, as changes come, you have to declare yourself and ask for what you need and want. I'm worth this. I need this.
Yes.
You really
actually,
got
to. Yeah, I'm seeing in both January and again in July spirit energy around you. Actually more pushing you than anything else, just saying, come on, you know, give yourself credit and take credit for what you are capable of doing and achieving and are worth. I'm sorry, James. Go ahead.
No, but yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, there's going to be some like tricky, this barrier and some demands on you. And it, you know, Barbara is correct about the time. It happens in a few stages. I feel it's in the spring. But the most important thing for you to do is ask the question. You might have to say no to a few things and say, I'm worth that, I am worth this. I need this. You need to pay me this. This has to go like this.
Okay.
And you have to sort of catch people, because you will be around people that will assume things. So it's up to you to really articulate and to truly communicate.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it's good to know. I think I let people walk over me a little bit more than I should, but, you know, they seem to think they can do that, and I allowed it.
And you have to speak up and stop them. You have to speak up and stop them. In a sweet way, in a kind way, but speak up and stop them.
Yeah, people should never walk over you. Not more than they should. They should never walk over you.
Well, I think if they, well, it's just because they tend to be able to get away with me doing more stuff than, like, more than my share. And it's like, oh, come on. I'm not the only one here doing the work. There's other people here. But, and I allow it. And instead of saying, hey, we need to share the workload.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, I do appreciate it. That actually, I'm looking forward to the new year here, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, James, here, we've got a voice you'll recognize. Hi, caller. Don't give your name. Just say hello to James.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Do you know who this is, James?
No, I'm bad. I don't know who it is.
Okay, I got to tell you. This is somebody, James, that you admire greatly. And you were talking to me about her. As a matter of fact, you told me you were in love with her.
Is this Illumination?
Yes,
this
is
Illumination. Hi, Anne. I sent you a message. Yeah, I think you're great. I just love the shows we did together. You're just amazing. It's great to hear you.
It's great to hear you, too. You did awesome jobs. I think you've given people a lot of food for thought for this upcoming year and gave people a lot of closure, too. So that's very, very good. Very good.
Well, thank you.
Happy New Year to you both.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And so what can he do for you today?
Let's see. What is it that I can do to better myself spiritually in this upcoming year?
Wow.
Okay, can I go first?
Sure, go ahead, yes.
I see. I don't know. This just came because... I know you're clairvoyant, Anne, and I see you teaching.
Okay.
I see you working on a curriculum at a desk and being kind of funny about it and frustrated about it, but you really love it, and you're working on – it's a curriculum, and I don't know if you're teaching messages or angels or visualization. I'm not sure – but you're teaching one of the many techniques you practice, there's a group that happens through this year of it looks like five people that you really monitor and that you really teach and that you really uplift. So I don't know one of the things they're telling me, because you're so gifted, is by you having to teach part of your processes, they will become more firmly embedded in you, and then you will be given new processes because you'll be putting it out there in time and space.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm also seeing a book here. Are you working on a book now?
I got a couple of things in the works. There's a couple of things that I'd really like to put on down on paper. Some of the things that people are saying are dark, I don't really see them as dark. And I want to shed some light on that.
Yeah, we talked once about creating a new vocabulary, too.
Yeah, so...
We should look into that. No, I'm seeing writing being a part of your education this year. I'm seeing a new balance, and there definitely is a scale here. And that element of keeping a balance between what goes on inside and what goes on outside your head. I do feel strongly that there are spirit guides around you that are sort of new. And I feel you feel new energy. And the new energy is kind of trying to find its place within you so that now and again as you get into the summer, July, I'm seeing January and July being times when there is major shake-up to the priorities inside of you on a spiritual level. And that basically things are becoming, you know, are moving more towards the front of the list and other things are going back, you know, to the bottom of the list. And you're shifting the focus so that there, I keep hearing fifth dimensional over and over and over again. So there definitely is a need to shift direction and move in new levels of understanding and you know, certainly, you know, explaining to people how things that are perceived as dark are not and other areas, you know, in that same kind of a flavor are definitely things that you know, you need to publish, you need to get out there, and you need to put out there some way, somehow, so that people have access to them, whether it's on a blog, whether it's on a website, whether it's in a magazine. And I know you're taking part in Bear's new magazine that's coming out sometime in February, but I think more and more so, the written word is going to be a wonderful way for you to communicate and leave a legacy for future generations. And I keep hearing that it's necessary to sort of add to your legacy on a pretty constant basis. I don't think you're going anywhere, but and you do hit thousands and thousands of people on a weekly basis, but still in all there are generations that are, you know, down the line that your information and your wisdom will touch an impact if you leave the legacy written somehow, someplace. I mean, even if it's in a digital book, it's still out there, it's still available. And most of us don't even think about the fact that, you know, someday we won't be here to sit on Blog Talk and share our wisdoms. And how can you preserve the legacy of the wisdom that you've brought through time to this point in time if you don't in some way preserve it and archive it?
I agree. Well,
that's profound. I'm going to have to listen to my own words here.
poet and don't know it.
that makes a great deal of sense. I'm seeing new beginnings here. So that everything that you've worked on and stuff like that to this point in time is great and wonderful. Don't stop any of it, but there are new things that are going to be beginning. So take be cautious with your schedule so that you maintain the wonderful balance you have right now, yet incorporate new aspects and areas into everything that's going on.
Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Cool. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, and Happy New Year, and I wish you both nothing but blessings and good tidings.
Same back to
you.
Much success and much prosperity, and you are an extraordinarily articulate being, and you have such wisdom. So writing and teaching will get your immortal thoughts and feelings out into the world, and people will then carry it forth and farther. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. Well, thank you for calling. We got one more, James. You up for it?
I'll do one more, sure.
Okay. Hi, Anna. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you. I'm well. Thanks for taking my call, too.
You're welcome. How can we help?
Well, I'm in this new place. I like someone, but that's a little bit up in the air. So I'm calling to find out, like, what's going on with me.
Okay. Well, it does feel as though you are at a point in time where you've got new horizons in front of you. It feels as though you are starting on new ventures into new aspects of yourself. I guess the most important thing that I'm seeing here is that this is a time of inner discovery for you. It's a time of getting to know yourself a lot better and getting to understand that relationship is something that you're working on this lifetime very hard. And I would please relax with it and understand that every relationship is founded on friendship. And don't try to rush ahead with anything, that it's important for you to allow things to evolve and grow on their own and not try to manipulate them. I see three new people coming into your life. Not sure it's the one you're talking about, but there are three new people coming in. And I would strongly urge you to let the universe make the choices from now on, because you haven't made great choices in the past.
Okay. And
James, what are you getting?
Yeah, could you just ask your question one more time?
Well, it's kind of wondering what I'm going through right now. I mean, I like someone. It's just everything is kind of in the unknown.
You've got an aspect to your personality that's beautiful, lively, funny, and unpredictable. And very teasing, and own that even more, love that even more. And the person that you like, he's not bad. He's a little, how do we want to say, reserved or shy or sheepish, but he's sweet. And as Barbara says, because of your humor and your unusual demeanor that's very charming and enchanting, you're going to meet several more people that will become very close to you over the summer. So this is a year for you to trust yourself and to open your heart, and your uniqueness is really going to attract to you some very fun and just very jolly and loving like vibration. It happens in the middle of the year. And
yes.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. What were you saying?
That's all. Look to the summer and don't doubt yourself. The other thing is you're living in a new place?
No. I'm working in a new place.
Oh, you're working in a new place. Okay. Working in the new place, claim your space more. Energetically, spiritually, claim your space, grow your roots, ground yourself more, and trust everything Spirit just told you in the first part of the reading, and you're going to be fine in the new place. But by September, there's going to be some really open-hearted, nice people, even though it's work.
Okay. Do you see Matthew coming back into my life?
You know, he may or may not, but I am more excited and more focused on the new people coming in.
I agree. The new people are really of like vibration and kindred spiritually to you, the new people.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you
very
so
welcome.
Much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
bye-bye
you.
Now.
Hi, thank you for the show.
You're welcome. Okay, well, I'm very impressed, James. We actually made it through the whole queue. So thank you so very much for being here and sharing yet again, and we are looking forward to you coming back in February.
Absolutely.
Actually, you know, you have such a wonderful ability to tap into people's energy, that it is, it's a joy to work with you. Your enthusiasm is catching. So I do thank you so much for being here and look forward to having you share with Time and Space next time. So
God bless
until
you.
Then,
I adore your wisdom. I adore your wisdom. I adore all of your interplanetary connections. You're just fabulous. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll be talking to you, so I'll see you this weekend for sure.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, chat room, and thank you, Chris, for your help. Greatly appreciated, since Jeannie did not have a voice today. But her presence was made known, so I'm glad you guys understood she was there. And I will talk to all of you next week. I would say, yes, next week is a full week. We have, I think, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So lots of cool people next week. Do tune in, and I will send out notices, and if you have followed the show, Blog Talk will let you know. Click that little button that says follow, because Monday is James Boker, and then Tuesday we have another couple of really cool people on, and then Wednesday we have Rachel, and then Thursday the cool people from Tuesday will be on to do readings. So it's going to be a full week next week, but I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to having you guys come back. So thanks again, and have a wonderful evening. Namaste to all of you.